Cuba sent its own foreign minister, Bruno Rodriguez, to meet with Japanese ambassador to Havana Hirata Kenji last week to exchange opinions on the positive state of bilateral relations and the importance of promoting economic trade and cooperation relations between the two countries in anticipation of Motegi's visit, the state-run Prensa Latina reported. The Japanese government has not issued a public statement explaining the change in Motegi's itinerary as of press time. Protests erupted throughout Cuba on July 11, reportedly not organized by any one group but fueled by online reports of protests in other cities. Some estimates suggest as many as 60 different localities nationwide participated in the protests, which mostly consisted of peaceful marches and chants of freedom and patria y vida, a slogan meaning fatherland and life meant as a rebuke of the Cuban Communist Party slogan Fatherland or Death and popularized by a dissident song released this year. The Communist Party responded to the protests by shutting down the internet and launching a wave of combat by both members of state security forces and civilians against unarmed protesters. Videos from throughout the week show police shooting live rounds into crowds of protesters and making door-to-door raids seeking suspected protesters to beat, shoot, and disappear into the prison system. Cubans around the world have joined in nearly daily protests in solidarity with those at home. The largest of these so far occurred in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, attracting thousands of peaceful protesters in front of the White House. Many called for American intervention in the repression in Cuba in any way possible, by increasing sanctions on the regime, offering military aid, or helping Cubans regain access to the internet. Protests also occurred throughout Florida, where the largest population of Cuban Americans in the country reside, New Jersey, California, Kentucky, Illinois, Nebraska, and other parts of the country. In Cuba, reports surfacing throughout the weekend indicated that, despite the mass arrests and disappearances of dissidents, protests continued, particularly in eastern Cuban cities such as Holguín and Baracoa. The internet shutdown has made it difficult to distribute and verify protest footage since last week, but multiple news outlets with sources on the ground in the country have cited eyewitnesses confirming the ongoing protests. In Havana, the Castro regime organized an act of revolutionary affirmation, a pro-government counter-rally, on Saturday, interrupted by a lone man shouting freedom amid thousands of communists. Video footage taken by Spanish news wire agency AFE shows the man shouting freedom slogans and receiving a gang beating, then being whisked away by state security agents. His whereabouts remain unknown as of Monday afternoon. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.